Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Time the playoffs begin. Yep. Summer is over, a rat over. The quest for the best will put you to the test. The chase is on. The chase is on. It's playoff baseball.
Doug, it's on.
Feels like it.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, Charlie Marlowe with you. The program's called The Ryan Kelly Morning After. Charlie, we're approaching the 13th birthday of this radio show. Producer Joe texted me, he told me it was July 24th, 2004. Oh my.
13 years, Doug. Unlucky 13.
Yeah.
That's a nice accomplishment.
July 26th. I keep getting the damn date wrong. July 26th.
I feel like I've been here for about 34 of those 13 years.
What?
It's sometimes these are long shows. Sometimes 3 hours feels like 6-7 hours, but it's been a fabulous run.
And you've been on it for what, 10?
Yeah, Doug's 10th anniversary is September 17th.
Oh, yeah.
And we're thinking about all sleeping together for that.
No, we're not.
Jordan Spieth drops to 5-under. He is now your outright leader. He birdies 17. He heads to the 18th tee as your leader. I think we have a lot of Spieth exposure. Let me take a look.
Stop saying exposure. I see guys over there wearing jackets. It's 102 degrees here. They're wearing coats over there.
Why don't we move to Wales, baby?
Well, my people moved out of there for some reason. I think that's why. It's too cold.
There's Matt Kuchar getting ready to have a backdoor top 10 finish on Sunday afternoon. Charlie, our number now is at 3,356 in winnings. Doug, that means $1,644 in losses.
Okay.
So that's the latest.
So that's
but again,
investment.
You're still alive. What do they say? A chip in a chair?
That's what they say.
All you need is, you need that Stenson on Sunday to make a nice charge there late.
Oh, a Sunday charge.
When you say chip in a chair, what's the chair?
For poker. As long as you have a chip in front of you. And a chair to sit in, Doug.
Oh, I thought we were talking about golf.
You got a puncher's chance.
Oh. All right. I'm not hip to all the...
You're not hip at all.
No, I know.
You should yell. You should yell some more.
Brooks Koepka's
chip in a chair.
4-under par. Yeah, Adam.
What is it, Adam?
Hey, Dotem sent me a Snapchat message. Told me I had to call in and give you this news, okay?
There.
So, all I'm saying is, there were two penises in Jessica last night, and one was mine. So what does that tell you?
You guys shot a double penetration scene. Those are getting more and more common. And
no, we're having a little Tim. We're having a little Timmy.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
How happy are you for Adam?
I don't care.
Huh?
I don't really care. You're vile.
You're a real jerk. Listen, I got a vendor that listens to the show. I got to give him a message. Listen, Brian, if you keep sending us Weatherhead 1-inch hydraulic hose, we're going to drop you guys. We need Gates, okay? Gates is what we had signed an agreement for, and I'm done with it.
All right. Doug, sometimes the listeners call in and share pregnancy announcements and also messages with vendors.
Okay. Congratulations, though, Adam.
How about that?
That's big news.
Kids being born into a vile household. Good luck to you, son.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of listeners call in and talk about their DPs the night before, so I'm like, oh, this is a first. But no, pregnancy, so congratulations. Yeah, Big Al.
Hello, Al.
Morning, gang.
Hello, Al.
What's up?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
You got your Right Business product pin out in your Llewellyn suspension.
Sounds like
Yogul clean slate.
Mike Tatanka take is coming.
I have it right here.
Here we go.
Yep.
You guys ready?
Sure.
I want to officially make a formal apology to the following people. PJ Pro Dan Beercats, Biff, Timmy Recaps, Brawler, Tapwingo, the entire staff, Jay Jr. and Sr., Mr. McKernan, Timmy's baby, Dan Marshall, Doug's wife, and Sandy Miller, and, of course, John Wright.
Why?
I found my putter at my friend's house. I left my putter before I came to the tournament. And I've accused everybody on this list and probably 25 times more, Mike Shannon and Donald Trump, of stealing my putter. and I had it in my friends the whole time, and I am getting old because my ex-wife asked me if I'm having Alzheimer's, and I said I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
So dumb, I'm stupid, and you talk about exposure. There it is, Sam Penn. A real man admits when he's an idiot, and I was an idiot. And I falsely accused these people of doing it. And Beer Cats and Timmy Recaps and Brawler, just to let you know, I called off Big Hurt right at the right time because, boy, it was getting really close. So anyway, Timmy, I did it, and I admit it.
I know you did it. Just admit it. I know you did it. Just to, you know who said that, Doug?
No.
Charlie.
Sounds like Wanda Sykes, maybe?
Chris Rock.
But I got out of the car in Wisconsin when I went up there last Tuesday. When I get out in the car, it was 103 in St. Louis. When I got out up there, it was 53.
53?
Yeah. You had to wear jackets. And, Timmy, I drove a golf ball into Lake Superior.
Did you?
Yep.
We'll go.
Sure did. I drove up there and drove that baby right in there and then got out. It was the water temperature was 40 degrees. I got my Raiders towel out, put my Raiders swim pants on, and I made a video, and I said, here I am representing Raider Nation in the middle of Packer country, and I got right in that lake and swam, and it was 40-something degrees.
You didn't get in there. You can't swim.
Yes, I did. I got a video, Doug. Next time you're in the remote, I'll show you.
Why don't you just text it to me.
Okay. Well, you don't take my calls, remember?
No, I know. You're blocked, but I'll still see it.
Oh, okay.
How long did you last in that lake?
Oh, about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I bet.
And I had the shrinkage, dog. Ooh, it looked like a scared turtle. I can't find it still.
Yeah, you wouldn't
think
live
I left
very
it
long.
Up there.
You wouldn't live very long swimming around Lake Superior.
No, but it was refreshing, to say the least, until I got home and realized this debacle I've created. So, Fan Pin, say whatever you want, because I'm just going to go and lay in bed and listen to this and cry, because I'm an idiot.
Mm.
Well, you were emotional. You lost your flat stick.
Well, I know, but I didn't lose it. I freaking left it at my friend's house the night before and accused everybody in the entire world.
Well, that happens. Don't beat yourself up over it.
Well, all right. Thanks, Doug. I'm going back to bed. Bye, all guys. Right, see you, Charlie. Tell Sandy Miller I love her.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Are you going to do that?
I might.
Stay in the water until you get hypothermia, you douche nozzle. It's from Stumpy from Sappington.
I had a job offer once right out of college in Duluth, Minnesota.
I don't like when people brag.
Duluth. And it was... The station was literally right on Lake Superior, part of the parking lot.
Probably snug in December.
And I was there in like July, and I asked the guy, I said, "Will you guys ever swim or boat or anything here in the lake?" And he looked at me like I just a complete idiot. He said, "If you're in the water, you'd be dead in 15 minutes."
That's hey. False.
All right.
False.
That's what he told me.
False. I lived in the Upper Peninsula right on Lake Superior, and you can absolutely swim in the summer. Although... You only have about 80 good days, but
and
you can get out there.
How warm is the water?
No, it's not warm. Don't get me wrong.
No, this guy told me I'd be dead.
You won't be dead, but there's people out there hanging out on the beach.
On the beach or in the water?
A little bit of both. I'm not saying it's super warm, but you'd certainly survive. Like, you'll go out there, you'll dip your toes in. Toes in the water, ass in the sand. I don't know the rest of the sun.
Guys,
cold beer in my hand.
Tell Big Al the bigger man actually admits he's wrong and then swallows a gun barrel. Thanks. That's from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side Lover.
This guy in Duluth was going to pay me $200 a week.
God, why are you
bragging? $200 a week?
That's almost $11,000 per.
Yeah, to live in Duluth, no less.
Any perks?
No, that was about it.
You know, when I had my first job, I got a free monthly haircut with scalp massage, shoulder massage, and a $300 annual clothing allowance, which can get you one bad suit.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's actually
nice.
Well,
it's better than nothing.
Honestly, I mean, back in the day, to get a little perk like that.
Right.
That nowadays, you have to get to FS1 to get a nice little.
Doug's on his way.
I'm tired of no perks. There's one thing we got into the business for, and that was perks. That was haircuts, shoulder massages, clothing allowances. Now, nothing.
And let me tell you, every one of those haircuts, I made sure at the end of the year, for tax purposes, I declared every one of them.
You did. Because the IRS would have come down hard if you'd gotten a $10 haircut for nothing.
15 bucks per pop times 12. Do the math. What is that, about 180 bucks?
It's, I don't know. It's in that neighborhood, I guess.
It's a nice little perk, though.
Sure. Didn't they have Joseph Banks back then? You could get one suit, buy one, get 20 free.
I think I did get two suits at Joseph A. Bank for maybe $350. They're both three button, which now you can't wear. Nobody wears three buttons anymore. They've kind of gone out of style, Doug. That that kind of high collar look, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Steve Harvey wears a lot of suits.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Steve Harvey
can pull it off. I can't.
Well, okay then.
Anything else, Doug?
No. No, I enjoyed the perk discussion, though.
What do you think about the Colin Kaepernick situation?
he's too high maintenance for someone to take him on as a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
This guy causes trouble. He causes issues. He won't stand for the national anthem. They get out of the country and don't expect someone to sign you as a backup signal caller. You're not worth the trouble.
Did you see Steve Bono with a haircut like that? And he went 13-3.
He loves America. Mm-hmm. Doug, what do you think of Justin Thomas's outfit today?
He's wearing a
cardigan with a tie. Do you like that?
I don't.
Well, is that a big polo outfit he's got?
Yeah, but he's wearing a tie.
I see the tie. And the sweater's a little tight, too. If you're going to play golf, don't you want to have freedom of movement?
No, he's a young tyke. His body's live. Smooth.
I guess if someone is going to overdress, I'm fine with that.
So you're fine with that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the people that underdress that kind of need to be shaken a little bit.
That's how they dressed back in the day. Walter Hagen.
Right.
Sarazen, they all wore ties.
You can see some of the old film of Cardinal baseball games in the 60s, and they get a shot of the fans, and they're all in ties.
And knickers.
At a baseball game.
And those nice hats.
Used to be if you took a ride on a plane, everybody was in a coat and tie for a plane ride.
Was it better back then?
Wasn't that long ago.
Was it
Dressing was better, sure.
You could smoke on a plane?
That was worse.
What else was better?
But I think when people dress up a little nicer, they tend to behave themselves a lot better.
Why are you wearing a three-button polo of Channel 4 from 2006, then?
Because I'm just sitting here right now.
On my face.
I'm not really showing myself off.
See, 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Our poll question today, which fourth-place team in Major League Baseball should be buyers and will win the World Series? The Orioles, the Tigers, the Rangers, the Marlins, the Cardinals, or the Padres?
Easy. Cardinals.
Our birds. Mm-hmm. We just win one game and the Pirates lose. All of a sudden, we're right into third.
We're right back in this, baby. Ew.
And think about it. Chris Bryant, let's say this is a serious injury.
His finger hurts.
And then let's say also, Rizzo gets hurt.
See ya.
And maybe Quintana.
So long.
All of a sudden, that left wing gets a little tender.
Things change.
And then after that, maybe Lester. Something happens.
Yep.
We got a shot.
Yeah.
If we have four key injuries, Doug, if the Cardinals stay totally healthy and the Cubs have four key injuries, we got a chance.
I think we do.
And that's why you buy at the deadline.
I look for them to go into Chicago and just whip their fannies. I think they'll get a sweep.
You know what, though? This is one weekend where I would love to be in Chicago. Even though I'm not saying the Cardinals are going to win the series, but a fun weekend, July, Wrigley, maybe go to Lake Michigan.
What's the weather like in July in Chicago?
Just beautiful.
It's usually probably pretty nice.
Yeah.
God, it would be nice.
Although there's a lot of lead in the air in Chicago.
Whose town is Chicago?
Chicago's my town, see?
Edward G. Robinson.
Doug, Frank Pentangeli admitted he was wrong, and then he slit his wrists in a warm bath. Thanks. That's from Bry Guy from STL.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael Corleone brought his brother in from Sicily, and he had two balls dangling from his chin.
Is that a bolo tie?
It was, the Italian version of.
Right. Or was it a bono tie?
Steve Bono. Sea Monster just texted me and said, I actually have seen Steve Bono's number. You want him on today?
Yeah, we should get him.
If you want to have him on, Steve Monster will do it.
Explain that. Because our gay listener likes Steve Bono. We thought we'd have you on.
Tell me about that 1998 Rams team. So, how are things with you?
Who was big for you back in the day?
So, you played for the Chiefs in the early 90s.
They had
how was that? At Arrowhead.
What was it like? Thanks for getting that Cunningham.
What are you doing with yourself now?
All right. How's your golf game?
I wish we had a football team, though. I really do. We talked with Jim Thomas on the show yesterday. Love JT. And I was thinking to myself a couple days ago, I miss talking to JT because we would have him on all the time, of course, for the Rams, talking NFL. And we don't see him anymore around Rams Park, Doug, because Rams Park now, there's probably weeds over there.
Yeah.
Probably don't even cut the grass.
And Kroenke has the option to buy it for like a dollar here in a couple years. Just continues. As bad as the Rams were, it was still good soap opera stuff. It was still interesting. Even when they were horrible, it was interesting to see how bad they would be.
Check out the two deep. See who's going to win the battle at outside linebacker.
Yeah, well, still, as bad as they were, it's better than having nothing.
So
it's
true, Doug.
Better. A lot better.
Yell about it.
And I got to travel all over the country following the Rams around. That was fun.
Yell about not having an NFL team.
I want a team. I want a team now. We deserve a team. We're the 21st market in this country. These United States.
Dropping rapidly. Doug,
Dropping rapidly.
Jacksonville. Jacksonville doesn't deserve a team.
We should have had the expansion club.
That was 24 years ago.
That was almost 25 years ago. And yet we should have had it. The St. Louis Stallions should be our club. Now we got nothing.
They don't have enough corporate dollars to
support. We don't seem to have the corporate dollars to support a club. That could change. I don't know what in the world would have to happen for it to change, but it could.
We're good at startup companies.
We're pretty good at startup companies now. We got a lot of them right there in the Central West End.
Express Scripts.
Express Scripts is just one of the fabulous corporations that make their home here. It's up there by Umsel. That and that alone should qualify us for another NFL team.
Metrolink.
The Metrolink has been a bit of a problem. But you can drive. You can get there in 20 minutes or so and not take a bullet.
Media in this town is soft. It's an embarrassment and fraud.
Well, I don't think we yelled enough when they were here. If we had held Kroenke's feet to the fire, they'd still be here.
You think that...
This is on us, fellas.
Us, as a local media, we could have overpowered the NFL, even though they wanted to actually move the team?
Yeah, I think we could if we'd just yelled and screamed a little bit more at that little meeting they had there at the Peabody Center.
Grubman.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al was there, right? Didn't
he
speak?
I believe he did.
Doug, the Ballsack family will be up in Chicago this weekend. Finna catch me with Mr. Tribbers. Thanks. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
All right.
You going up now?
No.
You can hang out with the Ballsacks and Mr. Tribbers.
I would like to go up. Yeah, it'd be fun to see a couple games there at Wrigley. A
couple ball games?
Can't do that.
That Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife is a lesbian on the prowl.
Yes, she appears to be, yeah.
On the prowl.
How about Sunday Night Baseball?
Can't wait.
Michael Wacha, after throwing 119 tros, coming back on normal rest, Doug, what can we expect?
A shipping?
Will his shoulder be a little tender.
Well, I might have to parlay the under on the Cardinals and Mets today and pick the Cubs on Sunday as my five-star play of the century. Because the Mets don't really look particularly interested in playing in general, much less on a day game. And then you have the Cardinals, and I kind of think the under is 9. Might have to put a little bit of what I call a taste on that.
This is Seth Lugo versus Ole Lance today?
Yeah.
I believe that's right.
Lance Lynn pitching pretty well.
I don't know, you think Seth Lugo can deal?
Doug, you like Lugo. Is it his cutter?
This is a guy whose cutter I like. Yeah. I like to see him work the lower end of the strike zone a little bit better.
The bottom half of the zone?
Yeah. And he needs to throw strikes, frankly. He, as long as he doesn't fall behind the hitters and leave that ball out over the plate, he's pretty tough.
He can cut it. He can sink it.
Yeah.
God, should I ship a large taste on the under and then have that money to play with this weekend to live bet the open and then roll that up and maybe spin, sugar?
I'll do that with you.
No, if you're that confident on today's game, put everything on it and then forget about the other
bets. My entire roll?
Well, if you're that confident that this is going to work out for you today, use it to...
Fair enough. All 44 cents is going in.
Okay.
On Saturday, Lance Lynn pitched, and I believe... The over-under started at 9, right before first pitch, drops to 8.5. It was Lance Lynn versus Jameson Taillon, and I believe the final score was 4-0. Correct? Last Saturday? So Lance Lynn pitching pretty well, especially the fact that the Pirates, a team, Doug, last Saturday, really has given him trouble over his career.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked up the Mets numbers.
Well, I'll tell you, the under might be a 9. I don't know what the Brewers and Pirates approach is. if they like to get on planes early or get to the bar early and start chasing tail early, I don't know.
I think,
but
the Pirates are feeling pretty good
about, I know, that's
right,
why I kind of hesitate, but they are up against Jibby Delsed today, and they have Tyon throwing for Pittsburgh. Over-under on that, Doug, is 8. 8. But in Queens, Seth Lugo and Lance Lynn, the over-under is 9. And actually, the 9 is minus 105, whereas the over is minus 125.
Let's do it.
Put in a significant...
A little bit. I mean, I'm comfortable with that play, again, from a process standpoint. Tim, if we lose,
Joel Embiid,
we liked our reasoning, and that's all you can do.
That's right. Doug, sometimes you're going to get in with the best hand. You got it in with ace-king. He calls you with ace-queen. You understand why he did. You're not mad about it.
Okay, no.
Queen comes off on the turn, and you go home. All did right. You make the wrong play? No, you didn't.
Well.
No, you didn't.
Okay. And that's how you feel.
But Charlie, then we deal with people cheering against us on Twitter and then MFing us when the over hits.
Yeah, that's true. And also, if I ever...
Maybe
we've talked
secretly
about
bet about it.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. If I ever throw a play out there on Twitter, I always lose. 100%. If I mention it, I lose.
Well,
even if
I
like
the over
the
today.
Play.
Maybe I should chip the over.
But that whole getaway day... There's got to be something.
Let me tell you,
that.
There's going to be some energy in that ballpark here in a couple hours.
Well, it'll be largely empty, I think.
You know, I really thought, though, what, two nights ago, you had Cubs Braves. They had a 2.5-hour rain delay. And everybody's complaining because SunTrust Park, apparently, like 20% of their games are delayed. They have
they do have a lot. It seems like that Great American Ballpark have a lot of rain delays.
And I believe already scheduled for the next day was an 11:10 Central time
start. Oh, the Chris Bryant injury game.
So you're thinking, night before, 2.5-hour rain delay, you'd think under, and that game was 8-2, I believe.
And I would imagine that covered the over. I would imagine.
Yes.
Over-unders in baseball, I mean, if it's a Kershaw game, it's usually 6.5, 7. But they're usually, Doug, in the 8-9 range.
Sure.
Today's Cardinals is 9. I mean, I'm tempted now to ship to make a little deposit. You don't like to make deposits. You like to make withdrawals. Okay.
You like getting that check from Hong Kong.
But the only way to get the withdrawal, that's right.
Latvia.
Or Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm. Home of Kristaps Porzingis.
That's right. Grew up throwing lobsters on the boat in Newfoundland.
I got a check from Bovada a couple months back after the NCAA tournament, and it was from Montreal, and I took it into my bank, and
so Mark Bergman.
It was a whole thing. They had to call down to the main office. It was a weird check. Sometimes you just wonder where you're getting this money from with
yeah,
Bovada.
The Caribbean. The answer is the Caribbean.
But I mean, your bank withdrawals are going through Latvia and Hong Kong and all kinds of weird countries, Doug.
But you always get your money, don't you?
I've never had a problem getting money.
You doing a live read?
No, I'm just saying.
Doug, I might make a deposit and put some cash on this under.
I'm with you.
I do. That's a God almighty.
I'm going to put $7 on it.
I don't know. I wouldn't feel strongly either way about this game. Either pitcher is not completely dominant and they're not horrible. I don't think you really know what to expect on a game like this.
What game do you like then, baby?
What about the Padres and whoever they're playing?
Yeah, they're a fun club.
Yeah, who's pitching?
Somebody we've never heard of who will be back in the minor leagues within a month.
All right, there's your over.
One of the Ross brothers. Is it Tyson or Joe? Betsy?
Oh, yeah.
It could be worse, Doug. Padres... I mean, do we ever talk about the Padres? Who do they have?
No.
Could be worse. We're only two games under, and we're about to make that run.
How do you pronounce this dude's name? He's the guy that I recognize in the rotation, but I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Dramison.
Chassin.
Oh, Julius Chassin.
So anyway, he's up against the Mad Bum tonight. Gotta like... I mean, the Padres are ahead of the Giants in the division. The Padres are a fourth-place team, just like the Cardinals. I wonder if they'll be buyers.
Well, they could be. Except they're, what, 20 games out?
Right. Giants are minus 200, Charlie, so for this $1,000 wager now, I'm only making $500. Whereas I can straight up make, Doug, 980.
How would you feel, too, if you had a nice, let's say you had a 3-2 score going to the ninth, and then you see Sam Dyson walk out there, and you got a $1,000 bet on the line. His ERA is about 7, even though.
You can hedge a little. You want to hedge a little with a live bet, Doug. You can hedge a little, live bet it.
Well, I probably won't. I don't do a lot of gambling, fellas.
Yeah, but when you have something as much of a lock as the under on a Cardinals day game in New York against a Mets team that has really little interest in playing today, you like your chances. And Lance Lynn might be like, maybe I need to fire off a Jim Dandy of a game to get out of here. So, well, am I? Yeah. I just don't. Seth Lugo. I don't know.
No, you don't. You can go either way with Lugo.
He can be really good.
Yes, Lynn. Same way.
All right.
Do you think Lynn
seems like
wants,
a dangerous one to me?
Do you think he wants to leave?
I think he wants to get paid as much as he can, just like everybody else.
I understand that. My point, though, is for this season, 2017, I think we can all agree he's not going to be back for 2018. Mm-hmm. But do you think for this year, he would prefer to be traded to a contender, even though the Cardinals are a legit contender?
Of course.
We know that.
Right.
But maybe a legitter.
I would think, just guessing, that he'd prefer to stay here. He'd prefer to stay here where he knows everybody, he's comfortable, he's got close friends on the team, and make as much money here as he can possibly make.
I would say that I think he would love to go to somewhere like New York City where he can play a role in an October run on a huge stage and then increase his off-season earnings.
Agreed.
Well,
but these fans here...
I'm not sure that would change his earnings a lot, whether he pitched well with the Yankees or pitched well with the Cardinals. I think the people in the game know who Lance Lynn is.
Well, if his season's over, you know, in the middle or end of September versus getting a chance to shine on the October stage, I would say that would increase his.
Well, yeah, if he's pitching in the playoffs or the World Series and he pitches brilliantly, right. It could, but that's kind of a long shot of all that happening. The Yankees, first of all, getting in, and then him pitching brilliantly against another really good team.
What about Lazare Stroh? I'm sure the Astros would love to do business with the Cardinals.
The same thing could happen. He could pitch on one of those teams in the playoffs and get lit up and not last two innings. And what does that do to his value?
Doug, yell that Lance Lynn should take a hometown discount.
Take the discount, Linner!
Best fans in baseball.
We've got the best fans in baseball right here. We have been behind you in good times and in bad. And even if you don't get as much here as you would somewhere else, do you know who you're pitching in front of?
No, he could.
The best fans in baseball.
He could be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
You could be in the Cardinal Hall of Fame and wear one of those red jackets someday if you stay here. But then you go on ahead. You go. You go to Boston. You go to New York. You go to LA. Wherever! But you will never have a red jacket.
Media in this town soft. It's embarrassment. Bunch of frauds. Oh, look, it's the cat on the appliance discounter phone lines, brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI Digital make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting online at GFIDigital.com. Good morning, the cat.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, Doug is really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
What else is new?
I just feel like I need to yell more if I'm going to get one of those big FS1 contracts.
Doug, you could get a big FS1 contract, but you just shape up your attitude a little. That's
I think it's screaming. Hotter
your hot
takes.
Your hot takes are on point. They're ready to go. Believe me.
All right.
But I think your attitude just needs a little help.
The cat, we were just debating whether or not we need to ship the role on the under today with the Cardinals and Mets. We feel like Lance Lynn is going to go out there and throw himself a Jim Dandy of a ball game, but this but this Seth Lugo, we don't know what he's going to do.
Okay, well, Lugo throws curveballs. He's got a really good curveball, and he's been pitching well. And Lance Lynn, as he explained the other day, the more he pitches well, the more money he's going to make. I don't know if there's a tie in there. He seems to be enjoying at a time where teams may be looking to acquire his services, having a scoreless inning streak. He hasn't allowed a run in his last two starts. But I did hear you fellas discussing whether or not Lynn really wants to stay. And gee whiz, guys, I know him. I've talked to him, not just for on camera. His preference would be to stay because he does like it here. He has a comfort zone here with his teammates and the day-to-day, not to say that if he got traded, he'd be crying or anything like that. His preference is to stay. If they don't want to pay him, he's glad to take his services elsewhere. But he told me on the pregame show that he doesn't read the trade rumors or any of that, which I believe to a certain extent, not totally, but he thinks basically his days are done here in St. Louis, and he's come to terms with that fact, either a trade or the fact that they haven't even really talked contract extension at all at the end of the season, then he can go somewhere else. So he thinks his days are dwindling down as a Cardinal. How long, we don't know. But he does, honestly, prefer to stay. Is that crazy?
No, I can understand that. That's kind of what I said, too.
No, I would have thought that he would go on an interview on Fox Sports Midwest and say he would like to leave, so I am alarmed.
No, well, just so you know, I mean, I talked to him, whether it's in camera or not, he actually is disappointed that there hadn't been discussions. If he, you know, money's the same or, you know, close, he'd be happy to stay. He's told me that all along, that he does like it here, but he doesn't think it's going to happen.
What do you think the chances are the Cardinals would sign him in the offseason, the Kent?
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen. I think if they're not talking now, then it's probably not going to happen. The way he explained it to me is there's been nothing, like no discussion with his guys except for let's see how it goes. That's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever had a contract situation, you know, in media, but when you hear, let's see how it goes, that means start packing your bags.
Yeah.
If a guy like Mike Leake can get $80 million, Lynn's got to be in for a huge payday. He's got to be over $100 million, don't you think?
I would agree with you, actually.
And I think you could get him for a little less if there's an out thrown in there from what I've said. But, yeah, I'd say that's a ballpark. You know, for Lance. And, you know, he gives you innings. He's pitching well. He's already had the Tommy John, and he's back from it, which to me is a big thing. If you're going to spend a lot of money on a guy who hasn't had his first Tommy John yet, then you're thinking, well, he's due. So there's a lot of pluses. I'd like to see him stay. He just doesn't think that that's going to be happening. So we'll see if you read the rumors, if, you know, this team's interested. I think the latest one was the Royals. I don't know if that's legitimate, as Lance pointed out to me. The reason why he doesn't read or listen to that stuff, he said, most of it's speculation. The other part is made up. So he's not a big believer in what he reads.
Well, I would agree with that. These guys just throwing stuff out. I hear the Cardinals are interested in this, and it's just like you just got to keep yourself relevant during trade deadline time and just throw crap
at the wall. And if you hear a guy on the radio, I've said this before, saying, I'm hearing, it usually means – he's reading from somebody else.
Right.
Or, you know, a lot of times agents, too, you know, agents are going to throw all kind of stuff out there. So if you just get it from an agent, there's no telling that that's even close to true,
right,
what an agent just told you. But, boys, just today it's a day game, and it's a getaway day, and a very important game because you'd love to take 3 out of 4. And, unfortunately, we will not have Yachty in there. Fryer will start. Jed Jerko is getting the day.
Charlie, we got to get our money in now. Hold on a second.
That nine is falling as we speak.
I do need it now. I'm going to throw a taste.
Luke Voit will be at first base, and Matt Carpenter will be at second base.
I'm making a deposit. I haven't made a deposit in a while. Making a deposit.
Well, Kat, I know we're talking a lot about Lance Lynn here, but I actually think it makes sense for both parties. Even though I'm a big Lance Lynn fan, I think he's a solid pitcher. I just feel like it makes sense for both parties for him to probably move on, get paid somewhere else, and for the Cardinals to allot that money to different spots, especially with the fact you have some young pitchers coming up who could take that spot. And I think contract-wise, the writing was on the wall 3 years ago when they do that deal, they get his arbitration years, and you know the Cardinals wanted a free agent year or two, and the fact that they weren't able to get one, it kind of told you, all right, Lance Lynn's going to hit free agency.
It's hard to argue with that, except, and I know the Cardinals' stance is they do have internal options. I'm not saying that it's a definite that they told me they're not bringing him back, but I know they like their internal options to replace him in the rotation. I just think if your starting rotation is as good as you can possibly make it, right? And that, to me, that means you re-sign Lynn, and he's still in the rotation, get Reyes back, even though he's coming off Tommy John. He had surgery right after the season. You expect that he'll be good. You have Martinez. Leake is there. You have another year of Waino. I'm pretty happy with that rotation. I don't think it looks as good with one of the internal options, one of the young kids, because, you know, they're going to adjust a major league pitcher. There might be ups and downs. And I know, you know, Flaherty, I know they still think Marco Gonzalez can be a starter. They think they do have options, and they can use the money elsewhere. But to me, the money's not a huge issue for this ball club right now. I think they can spend the money on Lynn, depending on the cost. You know, they're certainly not going to overpay, and spread some money elsewhere to take care of some other needs.
So when it gets right down to it, do you think they trade him now and get something, or they hang on to him thinking that they still got an outside shot, and if they don't get in the playoffs, then they lose him and you get a first-round draft pick? Which way do you think they go?
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't really know what the real offers are. I haven't heard anything about it. If the offers are not great for Lance Lynn, then you just wait and see how it goes and see if you get a compensatory pick and go from there. So I don't think the Cardinals are like desperate to make a deal for Lance Lynn. Depends on what the suitors are offering. So, you know, he could go, he could stay. I just think his days are over as a Cardinal beyond this season.
Yeah. You have to be a little bit impressed with Magnera Sierra. He doesn't hit the ball very hard, but boy, he gets a lot of hits.
Doug, three knocks three last night.
I know. You think he's up for good?
No, I think they have a tough decision to make because Griffith's expected to be back tomorrow, and from what I'm told, that would mean Jose Martinez is out. And then when Piscotty comes back, they have a decision to make. I agree with you. We haven't gotten enough chances to see Sierra run, but when he does, boy, that's fun to watch. They don't have anything like that. I can't remember them, except for the days of Willie McGee, when they had a guy who can burn like that.
Miguel Mejia, 1996, Doug.
He wasn't quite as fast.
But they also think that they have with Sierra. It was interesting, Mike Matheny talking about this the other day. He said, because we've seen so many infield hits from Sierra, because there's no question that everyone's aware of his speed on the defense. And they tighten up a little bit. So he's getting all these little dunker base hits. And Mike Matheny said they would like to see more from Sierra in terms of driving the ball into the gaps. And his reasoning for this is, he said, if you're just a guy who wants to put it on the ground and run, which Matheny said that's what the development guys say about Sierra, he said major league defenses will adjust and they'll take some of that away, and that can impact you. If you're a guy who can hit the gaps, the defense backs up a little bit, and then you get the little dunker base hits and whatever balls you're putting into the gap, it makes for a more well-rounded offensive player. And they feel with Sierra, on the field he looks small. He's put together. And Matheny said he's got like big forearms where he's perfect for a guy who can try to utilize a little bit more power. Not uppercutting the ball, but line drives into the gap where he'll run for days on those. So that's what they foresee the future. We've seen some inexperience out there defensively a little bit, but I'm all for keeping him up there because he adds an element that this team doesn't have, and he puts so much pressure on the defense. He's just fun to watch.
And, Cap, because Sierra is playing well, you have Fowler, Tommy Pham, arguably the best player on the team right now. And, again, I don't have any sources. I'm not hearing. I know we're joking about that. But doesn't it just kind of feel like Randall Grichuk, very good chance he could be dealt here at the deadline if the Cardinals are going to get something, even if it's a bullpen arm? It just seems like at this point you have a crowded outfield. He's been given a lot of opportunities that could happen.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with Randall except for the fact that it is going to be crowded when he comes back. And, Piscotty is dealing with that groin thing. Maybe he takes a little bit more time because he's good. It's going to be a while since he's actually hitting the game. So maybe he'll take some time to try to come back and get his timing back. I don't know if they're going to trade Grichuk because right now his value isn't as high as it has been. And usually you try to trade a commodity not based on need and trying to, ease up the clutter, but based on getting maximum value. So I don't know what they're going to do, but certainly there are some tough choices to make with the outfield, especially if Piscotty is soon to be back as opposed to them taking their time with him and making sure his timing's right.
Have you had a chance there in New York to check out the Manhattan nightclub scene? Show yourself off a little bit,
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, Meatpacking District.
No, I haven't done that, but what I've been doing is I've been wearing special outfits before the pregame. I change into the polo and khaki costume for pregame, but I've been wearing denim cutoff shorts and a halter top before. Just like you say, to show myself off.
Yeah, that is nice.
Naughty, naughty.
But
Doug,
I guess there's no nightlife for you to go and dance or anything.
Let me tell you something, Doug. You know this mistress that you call lady journalism.
Yeah.
So by the time you're done with the game and getting post-game, because I actually go in there with the microphone, sometimes I'll bust into an empty clubhouse, but I'm there. And then to get back to Manhattan where we're staying is, another 50 minutes. You're not getting back till late, and I'm an old man. There's no nightlife for me, Doug. You know that.
Why do they stay so far away? Is it because the players have the nightlife?
Hold on, let me check.
Yeah, was the Ritz-Carlton Queens
so far
booked
away
up?
Instead of here in beautiful Flushing.
There's nothing there at all?
You don't know, do you? No one knows, Doug. I'm checking with Cardinal staff. No one knows.
Who was that? But was that Lowe Smart?
That was a trainer.
All right. Well, I just thought there'd probably that be a nice shot, hotel sir. Out there.
That's hurtful. I'm being told by the training staff that no one would be bothered if I was not at the team hotel.
Oh, my God.
No, I wouldn't think they'd care that
that's
much.
That's hurtful. And I was just trying to get information for you, Doug, and instead I got my feelings hurt.
I bet that was Pete Prinzi up to his old tricks.
Let's just say it was an unnamed member of the training staff, not in the strength and conditioning department, like Mr. Prinzi.
Interesting.
What the hell, right? I do like New York because you can like yell stuff and no one cares. Hey, where you been?
Nice.
Trying to do work here. See, and no one like looks. Everyone's like, "Oh, guy's trying to do work."
God, I'm worried. This team seems locked in. I might need to put some money on the over. The cat enjoy, and then you get a little time, and you over to Chicago you go, and it should be fun. I guess you get to come back on Saturday, or do you even
I'm
have to be there
back
for Saturday?
Saturday night.
Sweet.
I have Sunday off.
God bless.
And then I'm back in studio because there's a homestand, and I'm ready to do some radio journalism.
That's right, Doug. Rockies and Diamondbacks come a calling.
All right. Well, that'll be fun.
All right.
Thank you, the cat.
See you, boys.
Peace. All right. Thanks.
These boys are. Yeah, I just took a look at the lineup, and Charlie. Get your money in quick.
I know. I'm trying to find the Mets here. It was posted. I see Conforto. I see Bruce in there. It looks like the Mets, for the most part, have their A squad. So, Doug, I still like the under. You know what? Again, if I lose, I'm okay with it because I like the idea. You got to
process.
Shoot or shoot.
The process.
All right. Now, Jay Bruce apparently is available. You think that's the guy the Cardinals might go for as a middle-of-the-order type of hitter?
Now, are you talking about to sign to a long-term deal?
Maybe.
I would say no. I was looking at that yesterday, actually. He happens to be on my fantasy team. Jay Bruce, going to hit you maybe, 270 in a good year, probably more like 250, 255. Going to hit you 30 homers. Doesn't walk a lot. Not a fantastic slugger in terms of he's probably going to be more like 470 type slugging percentage. I would not give him a big deal.
Cardinal lineup today, for the record, is Carpenter, Pham, Fowler, Voit, DeYoung, Sierra, Garcia, Fryer. And then LL Cool J is hard as hell. Pitcher hitting left-handed.
Boy, he had a knock the other day, right?
He did. He likes to knock from the left side.
In the Berg.
Doug, Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson, along with Charles Schwartzel, just teeing off. And looks like they found the tall grass on the left side of the fairway as they get their round underway.
Awful lot of sand there.
At the open. And Brooks Koepka finishing up his round on 18 from a greenside pot bunker with a beautiful shot. This comes off after his eagle from the bunker on 17, and now his third shot on the par 4 finishing hole, and he sticks it within the circle of friendship. So he will finish with a par.
What? I'll say circle of friendship. And the sand just doesn't bother these guys at all.
Well, because in the UK it's actual sand, whereas here in the St. Louis area it's mud, clay, and
mud.
Oftentimes unplayable. They are able to get up and down more often than not. And as the case was for Brooks Koepka, he was able to eagle number 17. Yeah. So he looks like he will head to the clubhouse tied for the lead with Jordan Spieth. Spieth, of course, 2 years ago made a run to make it his third straight major.
But putting.
And Tommy Fleetwood is in now. And he finishes at a disappointing 76. A lot of people had exposure on Tommy Fleetwood coming into today, and 76 for someone who grew up playing quite a number of rounds at Royal Birkdale can't be happy. And Matt Kuchar rolls in a putt, surprisingly not in the final five holes on Sunday. This one goes in, and he is at 3 under par, tied with Ian Poulter and the tie-wearing Justin Thomas, who shot a 69 in his opening round and has taken off the tie, the necktie.
You ever golfed in a tie?
I don't think so. Maybe I should, like a clip-on.
Yeah, I don't know why clip-on ties aren't bigger. I mean, they make all the sense in the world.
I think I wore one for my first communion.
Well, sure you should have. I mean, the knot's perfect. It's easy to take on.
Watch
take
this.
Off.
The balloon knot.
Okay. But if you wear a clip-on tie, first of all, you can't really tell. But if someone finds out that you've got it on, you're the subject of ridicule.
Why is that? That's not fair.
They make all the sense in the world to me. Why do you get bonus points for actually tying the tie? We don't feel that way with a
Charlie,
bow tie.
Charlie, why do you give out bonus points?
I just placed my bet, so I wasn't listening. But so you know, Doug.
You did go under?
I went under. I feel good. I don't care if I lose because
so
I like
what I'm going
the
to
idea.
Tweet at you and make fun of you even though I am losing as well.
Correct. And also, okay. I just deposited into Bovada, and I got a nice transaction from Bulgaria.
Yeah, mine was Bulgaria, too.
All right. Look at that. That's good luck.
Hand pounds and hugs all around.
Doug, you wish you were betting on the under of a day game.
Well, not really. Not really. I always lose when I gamble, so I don't gamble.
But gambling is fun. As long as it doesn't...
You win occasionally, it's fun.
Okay, but even if you break even, look at it as a sometimes profitable hobby. For example, how many people spend thousands of dollars a year on golf? Or maybe playing softball, whatever it is. If you look at your sports gaming, it makes the games more enjoyable to watch. Maybe in a bad year, you lose a couple $100. Maybe in a good year, you win a thousand or two. But it makes your life more enjoyable. It's your hobby.
Well, if you like it that much, then go for it.
Don't tell me what to do.
But I think more people are probably likely to lose a couple thousand and win a couple hundred than the other way around.
And then say they're about even.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Everybody always breaks even.
Right.
Like, even if you lose 300, you're like, I kind of broke even.
Elliot Friedman, Doug, is reporting the Blues and Colton Parayko have a 5-year deal. $5.5 million per season. That just broke.
That's nice.
Wow.
Nice.
That's surprising. Because wasn't arbitration supposed to take place 6 minutes from now?
Doug, you had it.
I don't know. I just know that that's a nice deal for the raw-boned rear guard.
All I know is yesterday, Doug, TSN reported Colton Parayko wanted a 1-year deal for $4.85 million. And again, this is TSN. And they said the Blues were offering a 2-year deal for $7 million total. And so TSN speculated they were so far off, there was a very slim chance of a long-term deal being brokered this offseason.
Okay.
Now, Rory McIlroy, his second shot on number one, he pulled his iron tee shot to the left, and he is hitting out of the tall grass. Dustin Johnson just did his second shot, and McIlroy gets through the ball, getting through that rough, and he's staring it down, tapping his club, so showing a bit of anxiety as the ball approaches the green. And it looks like he has gone right behind the moguls into the gallery, so he will have a very difficult up and down to stay at even par through one, as Rory McIlroy, also known as Roderick McRib, has had some struggles this year, Doug, and you wonder if it's injuries or, as we've heard from Steve Elkington, a lack of interest.
Yeah, maybe he's made so darn much money he just doesn't care so much anymore.
That's what Elkington said.
Yeah.
Do you see that... That gentleman on the leaderboard, Stuart Manley.
Ooh, I like Dexter Manley.
Well, they show all the flags from your country of origin, and I've never seen that flag before. It was kind of, it had a weird animal on it.
I think that was from Westeros.
I'm going to look him up because I think he's from an odd country, Doug.
Oh, man. 855-282-8255.
No, nothing.
That was politically incorrect.
Yes, it was.
Sorry.
Thank you, Doug.
His
Sorry.
Name is Stuart Manley.
855-Cub Talk. Doug, the bank won't cash my Bovada check. Anybody else have this problem? Thanks. That's from Mr. Tribbers. He's going up to Chicago.
I haven't had the check. I've never been sent one.
I had some withdrawals earlier in the year and didn't have any problems.
The bank just said no to this fellow.
Mr. Tribbers.
Right.
You surprised he has a bank account?
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't, and that's why the bank won't cash it. Sometimes you just walk into any bank with some check from Bulgaria, they might say no.
You got to get that Bitcoin.
Yeah, the young poker wizards use the Bitcoin.
I don't even understand it. I don't really get the concept.
It's online currency.
I've read an article about it and still...
It's a wonderful documentary.
All I know is that if you invested in it back in the day, you're living in tall cotton right now.
Walking in it?
And living.
Yep.
Walking,
hey,
running.
Mr. Tribbers, just head over to DB's. They cash checks there all the time. That's from Zambo.
Yeah, that might be the place to go.
Stuart Manley's from England. I don't believe they have an animal on their flag, though.
I'm telling you, on that leaderboard.
Maybe he's Wales.
Maybe it is the Welsh flag.
Doug, is that the Welsh flag?
Because it's a flag I've never seen before.
I mean, here's a guy in Stuart Manley who hasn't really been playing.
Yeah, he's Welsh.
But he finishes with an eagle on 17 and a very long but firm putt on 18. And that dropped him to 2 under. So he was on the tee box at 17. He was 1 over par. Probably not very happy. And then finishes near the top of the leaderboard by going eagle birdie. Or as we call it, American bird.
All right, well, just don't say long and firm.
Don't gamble much, but Tim told me to put $100 on the Cardinals taking the Central. How am I looking? That's from the 636. You must be talking about a different Tim. That is the flag of Wales.
And it's a dragon, something out of Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi's dragons.
Doug, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the bullets are from.
I thought England was just everybody had the same flag. I don't know.
Aren't they the Union Jack?
They are.
England is. Yep.
But England is the white and red cross, right?
But don't forget.
The Empire is the Union Jack.
Switzerland is a red backdrop with the white plus. And it's the only flag.
Like the Swiss Army knife.
That's
right?
A square. All other flags are a rectangle.
Doug, is that true?
Well, it is true because I read that on Wikipedia.
I'm not big on the flags of the UK, but they have pretty flags, though.
Well, what about our flag?
The best?
Yeah, Stars and Stripes.
You don't like our flag now?
Oh, my.
No, I didn't say that.
Get Hannity on.
There's more flags that are prettier with different colors.
I won't
colors.
Sit here and listen to this.
Let me guess. You support Colin Kaepernick.
I'm not
going
to listen to this. There's not a flag out there that beats our flag. I'm not going to apologize to Betsy Ross. I'm not going to apologize to the founding fathers of this country. 13 colonies well represented, all 50 states, and you don't like it.
Meeting this town soft. You're a fraud. It's embarrassing.
I just said there's prettier flags. Our flag means the most, but there are prettier flags.
I'm telling you, this Welsh flag is pretty cool.
Doug, why don't you get a dragon on your flag?
Well, I don't need one. I think there is one of those dragons on the little family crest that I saw.
Mitch the Sex Kitten says, I use Bitcoin. No issues, no fees.
Okay, Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch is an online poker wizard. Good player, Doug.
How do you know?
Because I've played the game with him. He represented me in a tournament one time, and he said, oh, the best player in your league, he's very good, but he always gulps anytime he bluffs. I go, oh, good knowledge.
He always gulps.
Right.
Like he has a big gulp?
No. Like he's reaching for his chips, and as he does so, he swallows like you do.
Yep.
He was talking to you,
Doug. I don't play a lot of poker.
He's a very good player.
Doug always says, I don't do that. Like, what do you do?
No, I don't play a lot of poker. I go to work. And when I can, I try to sleep. And usually the sleep adds up to about 5 or 6 hours a day, and the work adds up to about 13.
But you've raised three fine sons.
Strapping young boys, Morgan, Mason, Matthew, and Modine.
Right, that's their names. That's who they are.
Matthew Modine.
Charlie, you're going to see Jiminy Glick tonight.
I am.
I was thinking about doing that as well, but I feel bad asking Anna Marie to do anything at this point. You know, but
she's
you're
close. What, 35 days, you said, ish?
Yeah, ballpark. Yeah, about 37
Why don't you
days.
Just ask her to drop you off? She can drive you and drop you off at the front door and then try to find a parking place somewhere in North St. Louis. And then she can walk and, you know, maybe if you're feeling chivalrous, you can hire somebody to go get the car when it's over so she won't have to. And then try to make it easy on her.
You're a gentleman, sir.
Yeah.
Shout out, though, to Randy. I don't know if we want to mention his last name, if he's cool with that, but Fan Pinner, Randy, got me the tickets. And really helped me out. So we're going tonight. Excited for it. Because on
Steve
StubHub.
Steve Martin and Martin Short, Doug, two of the greats.
The tickets are really expensive on StubHub.
About 28? Is that what it is?
Well, that's what we got them for. But if you go to StubHub, we went like a week ago, and the cheapest ticket was, I think it was something like $285.
Holy smokes.
Yep. I'm excited,
well,
Doug.
Well, if the Cardinals and Mets go under.
That's right.
Right.
We're going to see a 5 spot in the first inning.
Just shut it down.
We just might.
Then I'll go chasing.
Seth Lugo's going to be hanging curveballs.
It's going to be a mess.
Luke Voigt's going to be going oppo boppo. Grandma Jones going to be paying him $25 a pop.
He almost hit one out last night.
He did.
Could have used a little Grand Tater there in the eighth.
Doug, the 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil. The same active ingredient, Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com.
com. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today. A pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets, the prize. That's for July 25th with a bobblehead autograph by Ozzie Smith. So a great prize for the Hot Shots email today. Take a break, come back with more here on the Ryan Kelly Morning.